Welcome back to the show. Before we get into today's tech news, let's take a quick look at the weather out in Grand Rapids.
It is currently 69 degrees with just a few clouds. Things will cool down to 48 by tomorrow morning, but expect a nice warm-up Thursday afternoon, with highs hitting 76.
That is some typical spring variability for West Michigan. We might see some light rain pushing in by midnight Thursday, about a 20% chance. So keep an umbrella handy. Our main story today, the tech industry is still seeing a wave of workforce reductions.
Yeah,
despite record profits in several sectors, companies are citing a need to restructure and prioritize an AI-driven future. Critics argue it is more about following an industry trend to appease shareholders than actual financial necessity.
Exactly. It will be interesting to see if this trend stabilizes by the third quarter, or if we are in for a longer haul.
All right, let's hit a few more stories real quick.
The new smart home standard officially launched today, promising better interoperability between all the major brands.
It is about time. If my smart lights finally talk to my thermostat without a complex workaround, I will be thrilled.
A new report shows a 30% spike in ransomware attacks targeting small businesses so far this year.
That is a stark reminder to keep those systems updated and maintain secure offline backups. That wraps up our show for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Stay safe out there, and we will catch you in the next one.